So first, communicants, this is a very, very special day for you and for your families and for this community of St. Thomas More Catholic Community. It's a really, really special day. I've been looking forward to this for a long, long, long time. And it's not only because you're all dressed up and you do look very, very good. I have to say, you guys look terrific. And not only because you might be getting some presents, or because they might be having a family party for you, which is all pretty cool. But mainly, it's a special day because you're going to receive Jesus in a very personal way. You're going to receive Jesus in a very personal way. Jesus is going to come to you in a very physical way, in a sacramental way, as your food and drink. So when you receive the host, that is Jesus that you're going to receive within you. And when you take a drink from the cup, that is Jesus that you're going to receive. And those of us who have received communion already, which is most of us, I'd like us all to think back to that day when we received our first communion. I can remember mine very vividly. It was about 65 years ago. It's true. And it was a special day. And our pastor, Father Gabriel, who seemed pretty old to me at the time, and I'm sure to all of you, I seem really young, right? I just seem really, really young. But I remember Father Gabriel. And he told us, and I'm going to say this to you, young people, and to all of us, he told us to think about who we're receiving. He told us, close your eyes, boys and girls, and treasure that. Treasure the guest that you have within us. So after you receive communion, boys and girls, I'm going to ask you, even after, we'll have a little moment after the communion song, close your eyes and just be aware that Jesus is within you, and to just treasure that and to say thank you for loving me so much that you come to me in such a special, special way. And to this day, I continue to do that. Every time I receive communion, which is mostly every day, it is very special. And I do close my eyes, and I thank Jesus for loving me so much that he comes to me in such a personal, intimate way. And I recommend that to you. And first communicants, and all of us, we should never take that for granted. What a special gift you are receiving today. It really is special. And don't turn away from keeping on coming. Jesus is inviting you to be his special guest. And wouldn't that be kind of rude if somebody invited you for dinner and then you said, no, I don't, I'm too busy? Don't ever be too busy for Jesus. And also I want to say this, Holy Communion could never be boring. How could it be boring to receive Jesus, your Creator, your Savior, into your heart in such a personal, special way? I think if people really thought about what we receive in communion, the churches would be just packed. They would be overflowing. I mean, think about it. If people realize that you're receiving the Jesus, your Creator, your Savior, your Redeemer, in such a personal way, wouldn't you want to keep coming back and keep receiving that? And I think if people realize that and were aware of that and really believe that, our churches would just be packed overflowing. And Jesus comes to us as our food to give us strength to do what's right and to follow God's will. And I want to encourage all of us, especially first communicants, feel Jesus' love and his presence within you when you receive communion today. And be grateful. And feel that joy of God's presence within you. And know that you're never, ever, ever, ever alone. And of course, receiving Jesus in communion is not meant to just be a private affair just between you and Jesus. Jesus sends us out and strengthens us to do his will and to help other people. In today's gospel, Jesus gives us a new commandment. He says, love one another as I have loved you. As I have loved you, you should also love one another. And then Jesus says, this is how people will know that you're my friends and my followers, when you love one another. So that's how people will tell that we are followers and friends of Jesus, when we love each other. And St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, tells us that love is expressed more in deeds than in words. So we love one another through our actions. It's not just a warm feeling, but it's more than that. It can be a warm feeling, but it's more than that. It's our actions. How we treat people, by how we help people, by how we are kind and respectful to people, how we stick up for our friends, how we maybe seek out a friend who needs help or maybe is alone, or stick up for a friend who might be being picked on. We express our love for Jesus by helping the poor, and we love one another that way, and by making good choices. So receiving communion is meant to strengthen you to send you out to love and to serve others. So when you receive communion, that's food. So if you never had food, you would get hungry, right? And if you didn't eat for a long time, you'd get really weak. Did any of you ever have a time when you didn't eat for so long you started to feel weak? And so so Jesus, when he comes to us in communion, that's our food. He gives that to strengthen us so that we can stay strong to continue to love other people and to continue to serve others. And this is really how to be happy. This is the way to happiness. It's not complicated. And for all of us adults in the room, it's not complicated. Let these first communicants teach us that it's really not complicated. Christianity is simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And so remember that we are receiving Jesus as a special gift, as a special guest. Let us feel the warmth of his love within us, and let that strengthen us to go out and love other people and serve other people. So remember the KISS rule, adults. Keep it simple, and let these youngsters teach us that. Father, Son, Holy Spirit.